We offer this office in prayer for our new Pope, Leo XIV. We also invite you to our Rome pilgrimage in November. See the description for a link with details and registration. Now let's pray.
Oh God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
With grieving hearts the apostles mourned the violent murder of their Lord, who died in brutal agony, condemned by harsh and wicked men. With gentle words the angel spoke and told the women at the tomb, in Galilee without delay you shall behold the risen Lord. Then as they ran amazed with joy to tell the apostles what they heard, they saw the Lord himself alive, and bowing low they kissed his feet. The apostles heard the wondrous news and left in haste for Galilee to see the face for which they longed and gaze upon the risen Lord. O Jesus, before mind and heart, our everlasting paschal joy, and gather us, reborn by grace, to share your triumphs evermore. All glory be to you, O Christ, for you have crushed the reign of death, and through the apostles opened wide the paths of light and lasting life. Amen.
You who are the men who have stood by me in my time of trial, alleluia. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted. And when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted, how can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
You are the men who have stood by me in my time of trial. Alleluia. I have lived among you as one who ministers to others. Alleluia.
When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. On our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said, what marvels the Lord worked for them. What marvels the Lord worked for us. Indeed we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheep. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
I have lived among you as one who ministers to others.
Alleluia. I no longer call you servants, but friends. For I have shared with you everything I have heard from my Father. Alleluia. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his Beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed, and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I no longer call you servants, but friends. For I have shared with you everything I have heard from my Father. Alleluia. Christ gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers in roles of service for the faithful to build up the body of Christ, till we become one in faith and one in the knowledge of God's Son, and form that perfect man who is Christ come to full stature.
Tell all the nations how glorious God is. Alleluia, alleluia. Tell all the nations how glorious God is. Alleluia, alleluia. Make known his wonders to every people. Alleluia, alleluia. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Tell all the nations how glorious God is. Alleluia, alleluia.
You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and have appointed you to go forth and bear fruit, and your fruit will remain. Alleluia. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, et enim ex hoc beatam medicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordia eius a progeniei in progenies, dimensibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordis sui, deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles, esurientes simplevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanes, suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and have appointed you to go forth and bear fruit, and your fruit will remain. Alleluia. My brothers and sisters, we build on the foundation of the apostles. Let us pray to our Almighty Father for his holy people and say, be mindful of your church, O Lord. Father, you wanted your Son to be seen first by the apostles after the resurrection from the dead. We ask you to make us his witnesses to the farthest corners of the world. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. You sent your Son to preach your good news to the poor. Help us to preach this gospel to every creature. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. You sent your Son to sow the seed of an unending life. Grant that we who work at sowing the seed may share the joy of the harvest. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. You sent your Son to reconcile all to you through his blood. Help us all to work toward achieving this reconciliation. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. Your Son sits at your right hand in heaven. Let the dead enter your kingdom of joy. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O God, who assigned Saint Matthias a place in the College of Apostles, grant us through his intercession that, rejoicing at how your love has been allotted to us, we may merit to be numbered among the elect. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Ora pro nobis sancta Dei genitrix,
ut in officium ut promissionibus Christi.
Thank you for praying with us. November 16th to 24th, we'll be going to Rome for our first ever Sing the Hours pilgrimage. Teaming up with Verso Ministries, we have mapped out 8 days of beautiful liturgies in the most beautiful churches in the world. Join us in Rome for the prayer, for the sights, for the chant, for our new Pope Leo XIV, and of course, for the pasta. Check the link in the description for more information and to register today. God bless.